Once upon a time, there was a chronic masturbator named Biscuit. He was known all around his village as a pump junkie who would literally spend all his free time jerking off to porn. His porn addiction and inability to stop masturbating began affecting his sex life with his wife and the amount of laundry that she had to wash, as all his socks, underwear, and their sheets were constantly covered in cum. She begged and begged him to stop his masturbation madness. Her pleas were ignored. Distraught and desperate, the wife went from doctors to therapists far and wide in search of a way to make her husband stop masturbating and fuck her the way she wanted to be fucked. One day, there came a visitor from the neighboring village. Her name was the Duchess, and there had been whispers that not only was she royalty, but that she had special expertise in dealing with men who couldn't keep their hands off their cocks. As it turns out, the Duchess had heard of the chronic masturbator and his sexually unsatisfied wife, and sent for the wife first to have a word with her. The woman broke down sobbing deliriously and confessed that she was at her wit's end. Her marriage was deteriorating and her husband had no self-control over his masturbation addiction. The Duchess listened intently, nodding to the woman's distress. She finally spoke. "Come back tomorrow and bring your husband with you." The woman obeyed, returning the following day with her twitchy, masturbation-addicted husband. The ebony femdom sized the man up as he stood before her. He was not a terribly bad-looking man, but she could tell that his attractiveness was wasted on his predilection for porn and hand-humping. "Your wife tells me that you're the town jerk-off junkie," she began. "I've also been informed that you have been unable to satisfy your husbandly duties because you're hunching over your computer or phone at any free moment you have, and that you have been making quite a mess for your wife to clean up after. Do you think your behavior is ideal for such a lovely wife?" Twitching nervously, it was clear the masturbator was only interested in returning to wanking. "I'm terribly sorry, Duchess. I just can't stop jerking off. It feels so good. And while my wife is a good wife, it seems there's nothing quite like the feeling of my hand wrapped around my cock." His wife began crying softly. The Duchess tossed her head in annoyance. "I've had enough of this. Stop your tears at once and leave your husband with me. You will be a guest in my villa while I counsel your husband. Leave him to me." The chronic masturbator's wife was escorted to a beautiful room where she was given pampering and waited on hand and foot. Pretty soon, the wife had been treated so well that she forgot all about her troubles with her husband, as she was left in the care of a very handsome and capable male servant. Turning her attention to the chronic masturbator, the Duchess had him stripped of all clothing and bathed. When he was brought back before her, she had him collared and placed in a kneeling position in her bedroom. Once they were alone, the ebony femdom inspected him. "Average-sized cock, not terribly small, but you waste its use on your hand. Pathetic. Now what are we going to do with you?" He asked the whereabouts of his wife, only seeming to half care, and then began twitching and reaching for his penis. There was a loud crack. The masturbator yelped recoiling his hand in pain. "Ouch!" he cried, cradling his hand, looking up to find her standing over him with a bullwhip. "I think you've had enough of touching yourself to last a lifetime. However, I am going to let you stroke, only on one condition. You're not allowed to come." "How am I supposed to masturbate without coming?" He was still fidgeting, but didn't dare reach for his penis again. "That's simple," she replied. "You're going to learn a new technique. It's called gooning masturbation, where you edge until you're close to coming and then you stop. I'm going to train you, and you will not fail me." The Duchess quickly found out that the masturbator didn't like pain, not nearly as much as he liked jerking off. They had several sessions, each with her instructing him to edge and stop. When he failed to follow orders, she cracked the whip across his knuckles, once across the top of his thighs, leaving lovely red welts. He began taking much more care to listen, as he hated being whipped. Then she brought her guards in and had him moved to a special room. There were no windows in the room, only a bed and a large flat-screen TV that blinked to life when they entered. Immediately, porn started playing on the screen. The Duchess had him fitted with special cuffs on his wrists, penis, and ankles, in addition to the collar. She gestured for him to sit on the edge of the bed in front of the TV, and then snapped her fingers. "Begin stroking," she said, as she turned to leave the room. "I will be monitoring you, so remember, no coming." She closed the door behind her, and before the door lock clicked, the gooning masturbator was stroking away, as she knew he would. At first he was careful, but as time passed, his dick throbbing, he wanted to come so bad that he kept stroking to the images on the screen. He was right on the edge of coming when a jolt of electricity shocked his wrist and then his penis. He cried out and doubled over at the pain, falling off the edge of the bed. "I told you I'd be watching you." He heard a voice from one of the speakers in the room and realized if he tried to have an orgasm, he was going to pay dearly for it. So he began again, edging and stopping, edging and stopping. Over and over, he stroked and stroked, until suddenly his eyes glazed over, staring at the screen, and he let out a moan. "Oh!" The feeling of his throbbing dick and balls sent shivers up his spine. The sensation was better than anything he'd ever experienced while coming to porn. He rested for a moment, and then reached for his penis, touching it just above the base, and felt it again. Gasping, he began edging himself repeatedly, anything to keep that sensation. The Duchess knew what would happen, that once she trained him to be a gooner, he would be far less concerned about coming. Truth be told, he was quite happy to stay in that room and goon for hours. He forgot to eat or drink. He just waited for the next set of images. As he edged, the screen flashed. Then he heard a familiar sound coming from the screen. It was his wife's voice. She was giggling and talking to someone. The screen was black except for some scrolling text at the bottom of the screen. Then he heard the sound of vigorous skin slapping and her moans. He realized someone was fucking his wife, and it certainly wasn't him. Fear flooded his mind as he scrambled to remember what day it was or how long he'd been in that room. The slapping and moaning and wet sounds continued. Pretty soon she was howling in orgasmic bliss, making noises she had never made when they had sex, however infrequently. There was a bright light coming from the screen, and then the camera panned out, and he saw his wife's face, contorted in pleasure. Then he saw the person that was thrusting into her from behind, and he heard the Duchess's voice. "Go back to your task, Gunnar. I didn't tell you to stop now, did I?" The corner of his mouth twitched as the screen flashed again, switching to a gooning masturbation video. His wife's face and moans gone, he began gooning again, as he had been instructed to do, and sank deep into edging euphoria. He knew that it was all he could do now, and that he would never again leave that room. This is Duchess Willow, and I hope you've enjoyed my takeover of Rachel's blog. I certainly had fun writing that one up. If you'd like to do an edging phone sex session with me, I would encourage you to dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Duchess Willow, the Ebony Femdom. If you're unable to call, I also do sexy texting sessions and custom erotic audios. For anything else, check the links below. Stay tuned for the next blog takeover post from Mistress Rachel.